RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
So to Tauranga and the fluoride-free tap proposal for Tauranga residents. Also, there's criticism from ACT, as you may have heard reported, regarding the appointment of unelected iwi representatives. And there's newly approved spending on a museum as well. The Mayor of Tauranga, Mahe Drysdale, is with us. Mahe, thanks for making a bit of time for us this morning.
No problem. Good to talk. And we've had 16 and a half hours of deliberations over the last couple of days. So, a few decisions been made.
Yeah, okay. And I remember, you know, the points you've made about you're the governors, you've got to make decisions. Can we go to the fluoride-free water option first? And we've talked about that before. So why do you feel it's necessary to offer that?
Look, it's important that people, there's obviously a diverse range of people in our community. Some people are vehemently against fluoride, I think as a council we should try to look after our residents and provide a alternate source for that. We haven't come up with a great option, but it is a option, which is at the moment a tap in Western Bay. That's obviously a sort of temporary. We're hoping our staff will come through and give us an effective and affordable option within our city bounds.
Okay, so this is all because of the directive from the Director General of Health, who's still saying she's satisfied, she's comfortable in the face of evidence from overseas, which we again have talked about, which is pretty compelling, that fluoride is fine in the water. So someone's not right, okay? Who is it?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to sort of go down that avenue, but I guess to the DG's credit, she has come out and doubled down and said that they've looked at the latest research and they're comfortable that it's safe. And she's also come out and said that she's considered the Bill of Rights Act, and it's not against people's rights to do this, because the benefits are there. So, what I can say is as a governor, at least that is helpful, because we certainly wanted to hear that from her. Whether we agree or not, that's another matter.
Yeah, but you can't put neurotoxins in the water, Mahe, whether you like it or not. You can't do that.
Well, yeah, this is the hard thing when your government effectively or your health authority is saying that it's not. And, that's the tricky part of it.
Would you put contraception in the water if they said it was okay?
Well, that's again, we'd deal with those decisions. But,
I know it's tough. I know you're rocking a hard place. Yeah. I get that. Yeah. All right. So at least there'll be something, somewhere people can go to avoid being poisoned by neurotoxins in your water.
That's right. And, the issue is here is we need to try to provide for as many residents as we can. This one's a good solution from perspective, but it's not a solution from our residents. And so we've just asked away and see what they can come up with. And, there's a lot of legislative issues there that, we sort of think, well, people actually just want a good option. They don't necessarily care whether it's been gone through a full treatment process, etc. But again, that's something we've just got to work through as to what we can do legally, and we'll come up with some hopefully different alternatives in the future.
Because you know that we're going to win this, don't you? Eventually we're going to win this.
Well,
why not get ahead of it now?
As soon as the directive's overturned, we're happy to look at it again from council.
Because you were worried last time that you might be held, or councillors might be held personally liable. Is that still the worry for the fines and all?
Yeah, it is. And my understanding is that is what the DG is now threatening Whangarei Council. So, yeah, we'll watch that space as well.
Yeah, but they don't seem to be intimidated by that, because they've got principles, right?
Yeah, but I think there's a change in that. I've heard unofficially that they've got the threats now directly that the fines are coming in. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Okay, Tauranga City Council has appointed unelected iwi representatives to committees with voting rights and ratepayer-funded salaries ACT MP Cameron Luxton is unhappy. He's urging Tauranga ratepayers to reconsider their support for councillors who approve the decision in future elections. Says it's unfair. And you were the casting vote for that, apparently, were you?
No, I wasn't. It was, no casting vote required. As governors, we've got to take the information we've got in front of us, and we've got to make what we think is the best decision for the city. We have had iwi representatives on committees since 2016, and they got voting rights from 2020 onwards. So what I would say is this is not new, and what I would say as well is, since 2020 we've made huge strides in our relationship with iwi, and I guess there's a lot of legislation that requires us to consult with iwi, and I think having them at the decision table it will make more effective and decisions better for Tauranga, and it will improve that relationship, which is I'm all about working with the people we need to achieve what we need to. And I just want to make the distinction, it is not to council. There's a lot of people saying you're putting unelected people on council. We have not done that, and I do not support that, because that is the sanctity of people voting, is to put people on council. These are our committees, and it will be one voice of 11 around the table.
Okay, and to expenditure, the Civic Precinct project, including the library, Civic Wharf, Exhibition Gallery, Museum, is underway. So that's all go, is it?
Yes, it is. Again, probably didn't have a huge choice in this one, in the fact that we're either committing a huge amount of ratepayer funds for a hole in the ground, or about a delta of about another $30 million, and we'd get a $128 million building. So, yeah, that was really the decision that we made, that the best financial decision was and best value for money was to continue a project that was well underway when we arrived. If we started from scratch, it might have been different, but that was the best decision in that case.
Are you still committed to lowering rates?
We're not going to be able to lower rates. What we are committed to and what we have committed to is the rates increases that are in our long-term plan are very much the ceiling, and we will not go above those. Just to put that in perspective, we're looking at needing to take between about 25 and 35 million out of our budget next year. We've had to take $280 million out of our capital spend next year to enable us to stay within that budget. So, we're talking some pretty big numbers, but, that is our bottom line. We will not go above the increases, and if we can drop them below those, we'll absolutely look to do that.
What's your feeling on support from residents, ratepayers and residents for these projects? You've got any idea?
I guess it's pretty mixed around the CBD. There's a lot of people that see the benefits and want to see our CBD revitalised. There's a lot of people that say, look, no matter how much you spend in there, it's not going to change it. I'm very positive about what's happening. Saturday we're opening the new waterfront playground down on the waterfront. I think it's pretty exciting what's happening with all the development that's happening in the CBD, and I'm confident that in the next 2 or 3 years, as people move back there, that it's going to be much more vibrant and bring it back to life.
I remember those summers in the Bay of Plenty at the Mount, Christmas, New Year, fantastic memories. Miss Mount Maunganui, I was the announcer for that show once. Lorraine Downs was the winner. That's how far back we're going. It's going to be a great summer there. What's it been like for you, Mahi, in the job? It must have been, well, I know you're used to like hard challenges, but what's it been like? Just give us a quick snapshot, if you don't mind. We're just interested.
Yeah, it's look, it's been challenging. Absolutely, it's been very busy. But you know, I'm really pleased with the team we've got, and you know, I think we're making some really good decisions. You know, we debate between ourselves, but you know, we come out as partners at the end of it, and that's very important. You know, no matter which way you vote, you understand each other's opinion and move on to the next issue. So, look, I'm excited about the future. Looking forward to summer, as you say. Beautiful weather we've had over the last few weeks, and if I don't speak to you before Christmas, just wish all the viewers Merry Christmas.
Same to you, and thank you for being accessible and being willing to come on and, you know, take a few questions. That's appreciated.
No problem.
All right, have a
always
great
available.
Have a great Christmas and New Year. We'll talk again in 25.
Okay, sounds good.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.